Listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. This is Jack on Jangle Heaven, and you just heard The Hard Way by Locate S1. And it's December 1st today. It's kind of cold outside. I don't know, for some reason, it was definitely cold this week, but I think it made me realize I'm ready for winter. It wasn't the feeling like, I know there's always winter days of just walking and the wind is right in your face and it's miserable to even be outside. And I didn't really feel like that this week. I actually had some good moments outside, some good sunsets and everything. So I feel like winter is manageable for now. But as for the music, that's from an album, Wicked Jaw. It came out this July on, let me see, Captured Tracks. I don't know if this one was produced by him, but she produced, or one of her albums was produced by the guy from Of Montreal. Yeah, just a really interesting artist. I actually realized she played the Sinclair last month, but that was before I knew about her, and it's kind of sad that I didn't get to see you then. But hopefully sometime in the future. And actually, I'm going to start off this first set with some more songs that she released under her actual name, Christina Schneider. And then a few more tracks that I've been listening to from, you know, past year or two. And then once that's over, I think I'm just going to go straight into my top songs for the year, as has, you know, everyone else has been doing that this week. Figured, why not? And, you know, there are some surprises on there, some tracks I forgot about earlier in the year. So I think it'll make for a good rest of the show. But anyway, let's get back to this first Christina Schneider album. This is a song called I Know You.
Silver car. She made the cabin again on deck, a trade enough to make a spark. Same one slack and go free, slamming dust upon the chalice or another seed to grow for a little brown.
Thank you.
wasn't originally planning on it, but I had to add in some Durruti column at the end. But let's go through that set. So, that was The Sweet Cheat Gone by the Durruti column. Before that was two songs, Long Before You Know, and before that, For Today by The Lost Days, which is the new project from Tony Molina, who I didn't really know about before finding this stuff, but he's got all these albums of very short songs. A lot of them are actually kind of heavier than this very folky, soft stuff. I don't know, some of it sounds like, you know, mini Weezer songs, but maybe that's unfair. Before that was Only Yesterday by Blanche. Much to say about them this year. Another Zach Phillips project, and he seems like he's all I talk about on this show now. Because Christina Schneider also worked with him. But for Blanche, we heard a couple songs that she released, or I think on Zach Phillips' label, but it was Same One Smile, and before that was I Know You, The Flatlanders, in parentheses after that, in the title. And you might have heard there's a pretty long interpolation of I Found a Reason by the Velvet Underground. I really like how she says, I found a reason that I know you, and the reason is that I know you. As for the Durruti column, I feel like I've just seen a lot of seen and heard a lot of people talking about them recently, and I think everyone, maybe it's Spotify pushing it on everyone, but I think people agree that this is the time of year where it just sounds better. I also remember this song being more than just piano, which I guess is, it just seems like it's a lot more than that. They do a lot with it. But anyway, I'm moving on to some of my top songs for the year. And I could just pick around, but I was listening to a friend's show last night, and he was just doing like shuffle, I assume with the volume off, and then seeing what comes up. I don't actually know how it works, but I think I'm going to try that and, you know, use discretion. Okay, so first one I've come up on here is The Four Horsemen by Aphrodite's Child, which, yeah, I'll play that one. Enjoy. Thank you. I'm sorry about the transition. I forgot there's an abrupt ending on that one. Or not so much abrupt on the song, but it fades into the next song on the album. And yeah, not much I could do about that. But I do want to talk about that song. It's kind of incredible. It's from this Greek hard rock band, Aphrodite's Child. Actually, it was my 27th most played song, so pretty far up there. Yeah, it's just kind of amazing to me that a band like... I mean, not that, you know, bands couldn't become popular from anywhere, but especially, like, back in the 70s, the fact that they were selling records in the U.S. And, you know, it's not exactly the most accessible... I mean, I guess hard rock was big then, but, you know, it's a concept album about the Book of Revelation. It's kind of a... Yeah, I mean, it's over an hour long. There's all these strange songs on there. But yeah, very impressive group. Vocalist is amazing too. And I kind of messed up the shuffle there because I let it move on to the next track here, but I'll try to fix that. Because if I go back to the... I'll just pretend I was on here the whole time. And then I'll hit shuffle again. And here is another Zach Phillips project. This is The Meaning of Love by Perfect Angels, and of course I'm going to play this. Good one there. It's very different from the one before it, but still enjoyable, I think. Not too much to say about it. Back in, you know, last winter, I was listening to a lot of this more chill, like jazz stuff. Sort of that stuff that's coming out today, and then I don't know, stuff like Blossom Deary, very like chill vocal jazz. But the next song that, oh yeah, also that was number 86, so pretty low. The next song the algorithm has chosen on this playlist is Starless by King Crimson, but that is 13 minutes long. I actually think I've played all these songs on air so far, so I guess I know what I do with songs I listen to a lot. I was expecting, you know, maybe if there was some explicit songs I wouldn't have been able to, but there's only a few of those. Actually, there's only two, and I remember being sad about both of them that I couldn't play them on air, so there's a chance I played, like, near all of these, but let's see if I can find a shorter one. Yeah, this works. Here's another King Crimson song from later on, but this is Indiscipline. I listened to, I think King Crimson was my second or third most listened artist, and I listened to just a ton of Discipline, so this should be good.
Carried it around with me for days and days, playing little games, like not looking at it for a whole day, and then looking at it to see if I still liked it. I did! Myself when under stress, I repeat myself when under stress, I repeat myself when under stress, I repeat myself when under stress, I repeat. The more I look at it, the more I like it. I do think it's good. The fact is, no matter how closely I study it, no matter how I take it apart, No matter how I break it down, it remains consistent. I wish you were here to see it.
It's a great one. Very entertaining to listen to. Very theatrical. Yeah, I just really like when he, like, when he gets to the end of the phrase and then he shouts out the, I like it, or I wish you were here to see it. That's how I talk to people about things, too. I actually realized I can see all the songs that are going to come up on Shuffle, and the next few look pretty good, so I'm just going to go along with that. I'll probably still come in between to talk about them. I have to read a PSA at some point, of course, but we're going to move on another kind of jerk in a different direction, but this is Hefner. I played a lot of them last semester, smaller British indie band, you know, standard stuff for this show, but I hope you enjoy it.
When she left me every morning,
Sorry. Just reaching for the PSAs. I don't really know how to follow that song. It's that's my issue. It really speaks for itself. But I did have a few before that to talk about. George Clinton. I don't have any of his other songs on my top songs, but I did listen to him a lot. I liked the new album. I saw him live as an opener for Caroline Polachek. I've seen him live technically twice. I missed the entire set the first time, but I didn't miss the entire set, but I missed some of it. I didn't see the entire set. But yeah, that's an amazing song. Before that was Black Man Ray by China Crisis. I was talking to somebody recently about how the rest of the album's like much better than that song, and that's like the lead single, but I really like that one. And then Hefner with I Took Your Love for Granted, kind of funny. I can read a PSA now. Make sure I'm following the rules here. This one's good. 91.5 FM College Radio PSA. Did you know 91.5 FM is a college and community radio no matter where you are in eastern Massachusetts? If you're driving northeast from Tufts, check out some underground radio over at WUML in Lowell, broadcasting from UMass Lowell. If you're driving southeast, tune in to hear lots of great programming over at WZLY in Wellesley, broadcasting from Wellesley College. Support community radio by tuning in and engaging with local stations. And remember, if it's 91.5, then it's good college radio. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'd recommend trying the different frequencies around the low 90s as well. Lots of good college stations around, not just in Boston. Lots of good stuff. Now we can move on to a couple more songs if we have time. And I'm looking for something. But I'm not exactly sure what I should play. It kind of ruined my whole thing with the shuffle because I'm now just looking at the queue. But I'll just start over and just let it pick something organically. The issue... Oh, actually, I don't even know if I can do that now. I don't mean to leave the air so dead right now. I'm sorry about that. But there's some of these songs that I really just don't want to play. Okay, this is Nomads. I've played this a bunch of times, I think, but I really like it, so...
Oh,
cutting that one short because it goes on for another minute or two. And I'm just about to wrap up here. I think I'm just going to play Bubbles by The Free Design because I think it's funny that it's on here. But I lost it. Here we go. All right. Yeah, tune in next week.
Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles. Getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the temples, glubber glubber in my bottle. So bubbles get my jeans up high. Bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Yeah, bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
My best friend,
the kid has a little cold.
Grandpa is getting old.
My tummy has a little pain. When does Jesus come again?
Blowing bubbles out of the window, chewing bubble gum and blowing big bubbles. Getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the temples, glubber glubber in the puddles.
So bubbles keep my dreams alive.
Bubble gum kinda keeps my heart from getting heavy and crying.
Getting rid of all of my troubles, watching the temples, glubber glubber in the puddles. So bubbles getting my dreams up high.